paragraph hey, v'zeh b'chinas truma l'koyhein. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us back to our topic and start explaining the concept of giving truma to the kohen, and then after that having to give meiser to the levi. Shetzrichin litein min halechem truma l'koyhein. We're required to give from the grains, you know, truma to the kohen. Ki ha-kohen mamshich ruach elikim hamarachif al pnei amoyim shehi ha-toira shehu ha-ruach shel kanfei reya ha-menashev al-alev lekarer chamimus halev. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now. We had learned before about the engine that generates heat, the heart, fire, heat, and then you need the fan that cools down the engine. The fan was the lungs. The lungs were an example of a fan. The fan was a water system, you know, to water down. And the fan was the fan was also the Torah. That the Torah has the ability to cool down a person who's on fire spiritually. You know, he feels total passion for Hashem, and he doesn't know what to do with that passion. He'll study the Torah. The Torah will show him how to channel that passion into positive directions, into mitzvahs, into things where the passion will be controlled and it'll be used in a constructive way. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how the Kohen also represents that cooling system. Because the Kohen is the one who draws this Ruach Elokim, this heavenly air. The word Ruach here means air, like cooling air, which hovers over the waters of Torah, like we said before, Shia Torah, which is the air, the ventilation system of the lungs, Hamanashev Alev, which blows on the heart to cool down the fire of the heart. How is the Kohen part of this? Ki ze bechinas birkas koyanim. This is the whole concept of the blessing that the Kohanim give us. Bechinas vayiso Aharon es yodov el ha'om vayivorechein. We know that the blessing of the Kohanim involves them lifting up their hands and stretching out their hands to bless us. Ve'ikar birkas Kohanim hu sholom. And we know that the most important blessing that the Kohanim give us is the blessing for peace. As they conclude their blessing with the words, V'yosem lecho sholom, and may Hashem give you peace. V'alkein birkas koyanim etzel sim sholom. And that's why the blessing that the Kohanim give us comes right before we recite the bracha sim sholom at the end of Shmon Esrei. V'sholom ze bechinas she'oisim sholom bein hamidois al yedei ha-toyra shemarachefes al alev umek. And peace is the concept of making peace between the different characteristics, between kindness and harshness, between chesed and gvura, between netzach and hoyt. That's where peace comes in, between fire and water. How? Through the Torah, which hovers over the heart and cools down, it cools down the materialistic desires, the illicit desires, v'gam mitzamtzemes es hislavus alev, and it also controls and limits and constricts the passion that the person has in his heart, even for Hashem, shelo yeh mislav chutz mi'amida, that it shouldn't be too much. V'zehu b'chinas sholom. This is the whole concept of peace, shemechaber shnei hafochim. Peace is what unites, what brings about a unity and a cooperation between two opposites, hanefesh v'haguf, the body and the soul, two total opposites. One is the soul comes from heaven, the body is the essence of earthliness, the soul is the essence of spirituality. Ki hanefesh boyeres l'Hashem yisborach b'li shir, the soul is burning out of control for Hashem. The soul has there's no limits to how much it wants to be attached to Hashem. V'chein haguf lahatayvos chasashon. And the body can't get enough junk, can't get enough food, can't get enough women. He wants all the bad things. Utzrichen lekarer halev al yedei ha-toira. And we have to cool down these two fires through the Torah. ulahamshich bechinas shalom, and to generate a peace. Sheyesh shalom ba'atzamav. There should be a peace inside of the person. Lavoides Hashem yisborach behadrogo ubemida. To be able to serve Hashem in a controlled, healthy, proper way. V'alkein birkas koyanim hualidei nesias hayodayim. And now you'll understand why the blessing of the Kohanim involves them lifting up their hands, lifting up their arms, not just the hands, the whole arm. Ki hayodayim hem bechinas kanfei reya, because the arms are like the lungs. In Hebrew, the word lung, the Hebrew word for lung is reya. Reya means lung. However, the lungs are shaped like wings. And they're also called lobes in English, L-O-B-E-S. So the lobes of the lungs, the lungs are also called knofayim, wings, the wings of the lungs. And the arms are also, we're going to see soon, the arms are the wings of a human being. K'mayshikosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in other chapters in Likutei Moran, that the lungs are referred to as kanfei reya. And this is brought in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKadosh, it always uses that term. The wings, those lobes of the lungs. And if you look at a picture of the lungs, they're shaped like a... Kikishenoisim hayodayim, because when you lift up your arms, nisnasin hakanfei reya shesmuchen aleim, the lobes of the lungs, which are close to where the arms connect with the chest, they are lifted up also. Like when a person chasham swallows something sometimes, it goes that, they tell, pick up your arm, pick up your hands, because picking up your hands is going to move the lungs a little also, and that might dislodge this thing that's stuck in there, that kind of thing. So when you lift up your arms, it lifts the lungs also. Asher bohem haruach hamenashiv alalev, in which is found that air, that ventilation, that respiratory system that blows on the heart, that cools the heart. Shemekarer chamimus halev, which cools down the passion of the heart. Veze bechinas birchas koyanim shehush. Rav Nosson Zal is trying to illustrate to us that this is what the Kohanim are about for Klal Yisrael. This is what the Kohanim are all about, and the blessing of the Kohanim. It's all about peace. It's all about toning down the fire. Fire is a great thing. Water is a great thing when they're both controlled, when they're cooperating peacefully. And that's all, that's the concept of the lungs and the heart. And the Kohanim, their gift to Klal Yisrael is their blessing, which is with the outstretched arms, which is with the lungs, because that's what they're all about. Shemavorchim benesias kapayim daika. They bless us with their outstretched arms. Kedei lahamshich haruach shebekan feireya. In order to draw upon us that spirit, that air of the lungs, shenoyshev alalev, which blows on the heart, vikarer chamimus halev, and will cool down that passion in the heart, velizkois lavid Hashem yisborach b'hadroga b'midah, so that we should be able to serve Hashem in a healthy, controlled way. Shezehu bechinas shalom. This is the concept of peace. This is the whole concept of peace between husband and wife, that husband and wife are different, and they're supposed to be different. The mission in marrying somebody is not that I'm going to convert her to be like me. I'm going to get her to like what I like. That's not the goal. The goal is to know that both of us are different, and there are advantages to my way, and there are advantages to her way. And now we have to figure out how to make them cooperate, how to make them work together, so that she'll tone down certain things in me that might be too strong, and I'll tone down things in her that are too strong, and together it'll be a beautiful, powerful thing. Ki ikar ha-toiro hu eitzel ha-koyhin. Because who are the main masters of Torah? The Kohanim. As the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the blessing to the Jewish people, he said to Shevet Levi, about the Kohanim, Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYaakov, they will be the ones to teach the laws to the Jewish people. V'soyroscho LeYisrael, and the Torah to the Jewish people. The Kohanim, who were the ones who weren't going out to work, They were holy. They were priests. They were in the Beis Hamikdash full time, studying Torah and doing Avodah. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk also says, Ki sifsei choyen yishmeru das v'toyrei vakshu mipiyu. On the lips of the Kohen are found das and Torah you will seek from his mouth. So we see that the word Kohen is also used to mean rabbi, teacher of Torah, master of Torah. The Kohanim are the ones who draw the Torah into the Jewish people. Shehu b'chinas ruach chayim, which is the spirit of life, the breath of air. Shebekanfei rea, which is found in the lungs. Shemamshichim b'nesias kapayim, which they draw upon us when they lift up their arms. Alidei birchas kohanim, when they give us that blessing, of which the cherry on top of the blessing is shehu b'chinas shalom, which is peace. Peace is when you're not going too much to the right or too much to the left. V'alkein, and therefore, gam ha-Torah, this is one of the clear reasons why you see in the topsy-turvy world that we're in, supposedly the leftists want to call themselves, that's called peace. Peace now. They want to say that they're the masters of peace. Why? Because how do you make peace? Simple. Give in. Give everything away. Give the other person exactly what they want, and you will have peace. Right? Wrong. It's deceptive. It's short-sightedness. It's sure that can't work. That can't work because human nature is when you start doing that, then their appetite becomes boundless, as we see in real life. And it's the same thing with husband and wife. It's the same thing with people in a committee in an organization trying to make things work. Each one has to understand the other one, respect the other one, but know that no one person is necessarily completely right. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You have to have a mix of everything, a balance, this balance. V'alkein gam ha-Torah nikreis sholem. And this is why we find that the Torah itself, one of the names of the Torah is called peace. K'may shekosov Hashem oiz lamo yitein. Hashem gives his nation strength. Hashem blesses us with peace. V'alkein tzrichen litein trumo la-koyein. And this is why we're required to give some of our food to the Kohen, Shaydezeh, Mekachines Halechem, Hasoyedes Halev. By doing that, we sanctify the food, which is going to be nourishing our heart. Sheloyovoy Chamimus Halev Chutzmi Amidakanal. That when this food, when this bread, this chali, this matzah that I'm going to eat, which is putting gasoline into my tank, it's adding fuel to the fire, but if I take truma first from that, then I'm making sure that that fuel is a controlled fuel. It's a fuel that's not going to allow the heart to go out of bounds. Ki al yedei ha-kohen nimshach ha-ruach shebekanfei rea ha-mekarer chamimus ha-lev ha-nimshach al yedei ha-achila kanal. Because it's the Kohen, who he said, who lifts up his arms. He's the cooling system. He's the fan. He's the lungs. And when we give him some of our food, he puts a blessing into the remainder of our food, that this food that's going to be adding fuel to the fire, it's going to have some coolant in it also. It has some of this coolant in it to make sure that the fire isn't going to go too high, that the food is not going to cause the heart to go out of bounds. And this is why we, the Jewish people, are required to sanctify our eating with the Torah, to inject Torah into our eating. As the Pasuk says, and your Torah in my kishkes, in my intestines. What are you talking about? The Torah is in the brain. The Torah ain't in the intestines. Chocolate cake and cream and tofu, that goes into the intestines. What's the Torah doing in intestines? You know why? Kedei lekarer al yedei ha-Torah, chamimus ha-lev shenimshach al yedei achila kanal. Because the Torah is a coolant. The food that you're taking into your stomach, you're adding fuel to the fire. And if you want to make sure that that fuel is not harmful, you have to make sure to take Torah in. You have to make sure to have Torah at the table. Before you eat, after you eat, have words of Torah. The Torah is the fan that's going to cool down that fuel that you added to the fire to make sure that it's a healthy fire. V'ze b'chinas netilas yodayim b'mayim koydemu achila. Now you'll understand also why we have the mitzvah to wash our hands before we eat bread. Kitzrichin lekadesh hayodayim b'mayim. We have to sanctify our hands with water. Sheshom ruach elokim rachefes. Because it's on the water that you have this spirit of Hashem, this ruach elokim, that coolant, that air, that's water. Water cooler, right? Bebchinas veruach alekim rachefes al pnei ha'mayim. As the pasuk says, the spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. So the water has that same power as that air. There's air cooling and there's water cooling. V'alkein al yidei ha'mayim mekatshines hayodayim sheyeh bohem ruach alekim. So through the water, we sanctify our hands, that our hands should now have this ruach alekim, shehu ruach shebekanfei reya, which is that ruach that's in the lungs, shehem keneged hayodayim, which are opposite the arms, the lungs which are attached to the arms. Va'oz yecholin loses hayodayim b'kedusha gedola. And this is why one of the important functions of washing your hands, people don't know that after you put the water on your hands, you're supposed to lift your hands up and say, se'u yedeichem kodesh uvorcho es Hashem. Lift up your hands and bless Hashem. The lifting up the hands is like the lifting up the hands of the Koyanim. B'chinas su yedeichem kodesh, b'chinas nesias kapayim. This is like the lifting up of the arms of the Koyanim. We don't do it like the Koyanim. We don't go all the way up. We do it towards your head. But it's a lifting up of the hands. Va'al yedeizeh misnasin hakan feireya. And by doing that, we lift up the lungs. Umerachafin al alev, and they hover over the heart. Shelo yaziku achila chas Hashem, that the eating should not be harmful. Shelo tovio achila riboy chamimus balev, that the food should not put too much fire into the heart. Shelo yivor halev chas Hashem chutz miamida, that the heart shouldn't burn out of control. Delo yoikid kol gufo kanal, and thereby burn up the entire body. And now we'll understand also why there's two steps. First, you take off the truma for the kohen, and then you take off a tithe, the meiser for the levi. Ki ikar hatzimtzum hu al yedei halevi, because the levium are the ones who are best noted for this tzimtzum, this control, this. But these boundaries, these limitations. Shehu bechinas tzimtzum ki yadua. Levi is all about tzimtzum. Ki ha-koyhein mamshich ruach chayim lekar ha-lev. Because it's true. The koyhein brings in the air cooling in order to cool down the heart. Avol ikar ha-tzimtzum sheyia ba-droga b'mida. However, the main ability to control and to limit that fire in the heart, that it should be just enough and not too much, is through the levi. V'alkein, and this is why you find something very interesting. Truma la kohen, ein lo shir. How much truma do we give to the kohen? No boundary. In the written Torah, it does not mention any measurement. It doesn't specify a measurement. No measurement. The kohen is no measurement. Kishom bebchinas kohen hu adayin bebchinas bilti shir, because when the light is by the kohen, it's still unformatted in a sense. It's not. It has no boundaries yet. It doesn't have the tzimtzum yet. Rak hachachomim. It's only the so in the written Torah, it does not mention any boundaries about truma. It's only the rabbis, Shehem b'chinas Torah shebal peh, who are the ones who gave us the Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, heim nosnu shir. They derived a measure for truma. They told us that truma is 2%. Ki ikar hashir v'tzimtzum hu al yedei hadibur. Because we know that the main organ of the body that's all about limiting and boundaries is the mouth, speech, shehu bechinas malchus peh, which is referred to as malchus, the sphere of malchus, the Torah shebal peh korin en lo, and the Tikkun Ezor says it's called Torah shebal peh. The Gemara is Torah shebal peh. It's called. It's the mouth. It's dibur. It's the boundaries. That's where the because you learn chumash, You learn about tefillin, the chumash. You have no idea what it is. It's still an unformatted light. You come into the Gemara and they tell you totafos. Tat means two, pat means two, so it means there's four parshias and four boxes, and it's got to be square, and it's got to be all the boundaries and boundaries and that's all in the Torah Shebal Peh. V'alkein ha-chachomim shein b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh nosnu shiru mido gam le-truma hanitna lakoim. And this is why the chachomim even were able to specify an amount, a fixed amount, in the truma that we give to the Kohen. Aval ikar hashir v'amida. However, where do the boundaries really, really come in? Even in the written Torah, where do we start seeing boundaries? By the Levi. V'alkein tzrichen liten maiser la Levi. And this is why, besides the truma to the Kohen, we give the maiser to the Levi. Kedei letzamtzem halev. In order to restrict and constrict the heart, Sheyeh bahadrogo b'mida koroi, that it should be just right, not too much. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol ho'avoidos shel beis hamikdash, ho'yo ha'levi mesayeh l'kohen. And this is why when it came to all the different services that the Kohen had to perform in the beis hamikdash, the Levi was there to help him. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'nilvu alecha, they will be attached to you, they'll attach themselves to you, Vishar Sucha, and they will serve you. Ki ha-Levi oise gvul umida lahakedusha hanemsheches ha-yidei ha-koyen, because the Levi is the one who fixes the boundaries, the amount, the specifications to the holiness which the Kohen is introducing, is bringing in, sheyeh bahadrogo b'mida, that it should be in limited form. Shezeo b'chinas ma-shoyu ha-leviyim menatzchim b'shir al-aduchan. And with this, we'll also understand why one of the primary functions of the Levium was song. What is song all about? Kishir humi sitra de gevura kemuva. Song comes from the left side. We know that it's brought that there's Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Kohen is chesed, Levi is gevura, Yisrael is Tiferes, beauty, the combination of Chesed and Gvura. There's a pasuk, Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Jewish people in whom I take pride, espoer, Tiferes. So Yisrael is Tiferes, which is the combination of Kohen and Levi. The word Yisrael, the Tikkun Ezor says, is two parts. You have the Kel, which is Chesed. There's a pasuk in Tilim, Chesed, Kel, Kol Hayom. That Kel is Chesed. The remaining letters are Shir, Shin Yud Reish, which is song, which is Levi, which is Gevura, the left side. So we know that song comes from the left side. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ve'ikar hashir hu bechinas midois v'tzimtzumim. What is song all about? Boundaries, constrictions. There's a full note, a half note, a quarter note. There are octaves. A, B, C, it's all measures, constrictions, it's all like a graph with all of these tiny boxes. You want to write music, you know, it's all boundaries and boundaries. Shenistzamtzem horua. Now Rav Nosson Zal teaches us how a song comes out of the body. Shenistzamtzem horuach shebekanfei horeya. The whole concept of song, when a person takes voice lessons, what do they teach them? C-O-N-T-R-O-L. They teach them how to control, how to take a deep, deep breath, and now most other human beings will exhale that breath. They'll be able to exhale it in anywhere from 10 to 20 seconds. A cantor, a chazan, or a singer is taught how to be able to exhale that breath in 60 seconds, how to be able to take that one breath and cut it up, slice it up, and limit it, and control exactly how it's coming up through your throat, through your vocal cords, coming out of your mouth, you know, that you're able to, you have much more control on it and get it to swing left and right and up and down and in and out to make all the different fluctuations in the song. You get a clarinetist, you know, who's just learning. Do, re, mi, fa, so. And then you get the professional who, for do, he has 16 notes, for re, he has up and down, you know, wavering and fluctuating, because he can take that one piece and slice it up into 16 pieces. What the other person can only do as one piece, he can make it come out as 16 individual notes. Because the breath, the air that's in the lungs, we have to learn how to control it, how to constrict it, that it should come forth in a controlled way. We know a person's panting, huffing and puffing, that's not normal breathing. That's not good for a person's health. The person has to be able to breathe in a controlled manner, not too fast, not too slow. Shezeo bechinas avoidas halevi. This is the work of the levi. Shemisayeyas hakohen b'shas hakorbonos, who helps the kohen when the kohen is involved in doing the service of the korbonos. Ve'ikra avoidas halevi, and the main avoida of the levi is the shir, the song. She'oile ve'yoreid banagina. He goes up and down in the song. Kifi mishkal hashir, based on the balance that song requires, based on its ups and downs. Bebechinas lasois laruach mishkal, as the pasuk says, to make a balance in the ruach, to make that air, that sound, balanced, you know, to be able to get it up and down properly. Hainu laruach shebekanfei rea. This refers to that air, that breath that's in the lungs, that originates from the lungs.